listening to The Ouachita Chronicles.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Ashley.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. It's Monday.
Which means everything's going on, but I'm just not going to focus on it.
Do you know that we have recorded 18 episodes?
No, it doesn't feel like it at all.
Yeah, when did we started this venture, this experiment, this something that has turned into a whole lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we do really enjoy doing, but we started this back November of 2020.
Was it?
Yeah.
November?
Yeah. And time has just flown. And we have had so many guests in the studio. We've gone on location a couple times. I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's a blast. It is a wonderful break from the monotony of putting a paper out every week. It gives me something to look forward to that's a little bit different and more laid back and casual. And it's just a good time to get to visit with all these different folks.
It really is. And like, you know, with the tedium of a paper, like you said, deadline every single week. Well, yeah, we have a deadline for the Ouachita Chronicles too, but we just get to come in here, sit down for an hour, and talk, and then producer Trey turns it into magic.
Yeah, he does some wizard stuff or something and turns our ramblings and conversations into something somewhat cohesive.
That people, some people, want to listen to.
That's been the biggest shock to me of all. People actually listen to this project that we've embarked on. And so that's very flattering and leaves me scratching my head all the time. Like, okay, cool.
Yeah. When I start to look at the analytics, especially like the locations people are listening from, I'm like, who in the world in Bombay is finding us entertaining? Listen, I was sitting with someone the other day and they were trying to do a search of our show and we actually showed up above the fold on a search. Without, you know, we don't pay for SEO. We don't try to use Google AdWords or pay to show above the fold, but we're showing above the fold. That's pretty neat.
Pretty groovy.
So today, we don't have a guest.
What will we do?
What are we going to do? Well, we've decided that we, in celebration of our 19th episode, because we got to be weirdos and not celebrate on a 20th episode, we're going to celebrate on 19th. And we're just about to surpass that 5,000 download mark. So that's pretty cool. But we've decided that we're going to do, you know, a recap of the guests that we've had in the studio, kind of some of, you know, our favorite points from each show, what we liked about it, what we didn't like about it. And, you know, we might even just end up interviewing producer Trey a little bit. We'll just see where it goes.
Today is
a free-for-all.
I like it. And I would be very interested to see where producer Trey draws his magic from.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what else is magic?
Hmm.
The savings at Dawn's Easy Pay.
So magical.
I mean, really. The financing plans that they have, the fact that according to your, I don't know, my favorite line of yours in the commercial we recorded for them, that the price on the piece is the price that you pay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That alliteration's good. And they did it all themselves.
Yeah. But that's the magic right there. Because you know how much I hate math.
Oh, don't we all?
So if I don't have to math and the price is right there, that's where I'm going to be at. So big shout out to Dawn's Easy Pay for making Ashley not have to math or keeping me from having to math.
Yes.
I appreciate that greatly. All right, so I normally would say at this point, let's meet our guests, but all I can say is let's re-meet our guests. Welcome to this episode of the Ouachita Chronicles. I'm your host, Ashley Smith, along with my co-host, Jerry.
Hello, hello.
And we don't have a guest in the studio today.
Nope.
It's just us.
We'll have to provide our own entertainment.
All by ourselves.
Yes, we are.
All by ourselves in the studio.
Was that coordinated?
No.
Oh my God.
Today, for our 19th episode, we decided that we were just going to sit down in the studio and really see what came out. We've got a little bit of a plan. We definitely want to talk about our roster of guests that we've had in the studio. So when we started this, you know, remember I had made a list of guests, a whole big list of like who I would like to have on here.
You did.
I still have that big list. We've worked through quite a bit. Pretty much everyone who we've interviewed was on my list, except for just a couple. But I've been so, I mean, not amazed, but really more just grateful for people to give us their time to come in and sit down and share their story and be willing to put themselves out there and be vulnerable. Because, you know, we're not necessarily having to be vulnerable. We're not sharing our stories.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Future episodes, listeners.
Exactly. So we started our inaugural episode, our pilot, with a good friend of ours, Jody Nicole.
She's swell.
She is swell. And, you know, we started with Jody because we'd never done a podcast, right?
Yeah, we didn't know what we were doing.
We had no clue.
We still don't. Thank God for producer Trey.
Yeah, we just sit here and talk.
Yeah.
But that first episode, we thought, all right, we'll start with someone we know, who we're comfortable with, who we know is a talker. Jody, if you're listening, you're a talker.
Yep, she carried the whole thing.
You're a good storyteller, right? So we thought we'll start with her. I knew quite a bit about her backstory before we got into it, and I think you knew some of it too. Not a lot. Yeah. There were still some things that surprised us, and it did turn out to be a sensitive episode for some listeners. But man, Jody, we can't thank you enough for giving us that opportunity to sit down and be comfortable with who we were interviewing, to get used to the equipment, to get used to the flow. It turned out really good. And I feel like it brought quite a bit of awareness to, you know, the domestic violence issue, among other things, PTSD, opiate addiction. It ran the gamut. So it was a very good thing for us to get started with. And I don't know, it turned out great. After that, we had Lana Gale come in. Oh man, I liked Lana's episode.
She's so wonderful.
She was really, really sweet. And she had that husky, or she has that husky voice. I feel like it translated very well. But at that point, we still were, well, did we have producer Trey? Yeah. But we were still in the other studio. We hadn't gotten our own studio set up yet. We didn't have our mics fine-tuned. Hadn't really done any soundproofing. So, you know, the first three episodes, there was some sound quality issues that improved greatly after producer Trey got the right equipment, what he needed. That was through no fault of his own. That was just us, you know, figuring the thing out as we went. But Lana's story of growing up and always dreaming of being a country singer and pursuing it as much as she could, that was really inspiring. Yeah.
And then since that episode aired, I think she has made...
Did she get on the top?
Yeah, she got on the top of the country charts, and I thought that was just really, really cool.
Yeah, it really... Man, proud of you, Lana. That's neat stuff.
Dreams achieved. That just makes me happy for people. I love to see success stories.
After that, we had everyone's favorite cowboy in.
Clint Craig.
That one, I think we got a majority of our blooper reel out of that episode.
He's good for that.
He is good for that. Very, very good for that. But, you know, Clint being from MENA, man, he had a heck of a career. And what I really liked about Clint's episode was kind of the feedback he gave me later. When he called and said, hey, that show, that episode, I shared it with a bunch of my buddies, and it has done so much for us. He's like, you know, they'd call me and be like, man, I just listened to that, and that just brought me right back to it. So many memories. I mean, it brought a group of, you know, cowboys together that had traveled and rodeoed together, and now we're all, I'm gonna say past the prime, but yeah, you guys kind of are when it comes to the bull riding side of things. Yep. But just knowing that reconnected people.
That they could listen to something and have a shared experience and go down memory lane together through this medium, and that's groovy.
Yeah, that is groovy. I like that. After that, we had Justin LaPinner on. And Justin's another one of those old high school friends of mine who's gone and done some really neat things.
The Earthship man, that's super cool, and all of his travels and the knowledge that he has gathered through his experiences. Super groovy that you can go around the world to different countries on the sea and be from Polk County. Like, it doesn't matter where you're from. If you want to go do it and experience it, well, get out there. The world's waiting on you.
One of my favorite stories that he told in that episode was the naked picture at the lodge, you know, in what was Aspen or wherever, but talking about the naked photo that, you know, hung on the staff photo that hung on the wall, and it took forever for their manager to catch that it was up there. So interesting thing about Justin, though, is that I don't have the exact count. It's two or three, but either two or three guests that we've had since then have referenced Justin LaPinner in their episode. He's made some impact on some people.
Yeah.
And he's going to continue to do so with the Cube. I'm so excited to see where that goes. And, you know, listeners, I'm going to pause right here just to say that if you've missed any of these episodes, you can always go back and listen to the old ones. I especially encourage you to listen to Justin's on the Cube because he told where those plans were out online, where you can find the information and put it out there that if anybody wants any more information about it, they can contact him directly. So he's setting these up in all kinds of people's houses and man, he did a workshop not too long ago. After Justin, we kind of switched back from, you know, just storytelling and like, you know, self-help and traveling to Christy Plunkett. And Christy's was a really special episode.
I really like the guests that we interview, that not only do they have a personal story, but their story is involved with raising awareness. They're using their life experience to help impact the lives of others. And Christy is just one of those people that has done that and, you know, shies away from any recognition whatsoever. But
she doesn't stop. She continues to do it. It's not about the recognition for her. It's about getting help for her son and for other children who are in that same position. She is an amazing person. Truly, her and her husband, PT, they're not cut from the same cloth as everybody else.
Yeah, they're gold.
They're gold. There you go. That's what they are. After that, you were absent for the next... You were absent for the Derek Campbell episode.
I was. That was during when I was stricken with COVID.
Yes.
It was a difficult time, but for safety reasons, was at home.
No, it was best. It was definitely best. Derek Campbell. Oh, man, I don't even know what I can say about Derek other than I just had lunch at Roasters today.
The Washtaws.
The Washtaws, excuse me. I just had lunch at the Washtaws today. Derek has brought something to Mina, and he did it in a way that wasn't just like, oh, I don't know anything about this, but I'm going to come in and start this because I think it'll go over well. No, he did it the right way. He went the correct route, went out to Seattle, went out to Washington, and truly learned how to brew, how to roast, all those things that go into an extremely quality cup of coffee. And I've had people comment that, you know, I know from other places who've been into Mina and have been like, man, that coffee shop in Mina, that is good. Mm. Like, it's not just us locals that love it. Like, people who come in here, they are so impressed by the fact that you can treat yourself to something like that here in our small town.
Yeah.
And man, we wish Derek the absolute best of luck and, you know, we will continue to patronize the business, but, you know.
Not patronize.
Yeah.
Yeah, patronize, not patronize.
Right.
Okay, I got confused.
Yeah, I said patronize.
You said it right. I heard it wrong.
Well, if I'm patronizing, no, I'm patronizing.
Yeah,
you
said it correctly.
Yeah, you said it right.
I heard it wrong.
But patronizing as in I'm a patron, I'm supportive.
Yeah. Right. So have I been saying patronize? I've been saying that wrong to people when I'm like, quit patronizing me.
Mm-hmm. It's patronize.
When oh, you say man. That.
You put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
What?
Adam.
Adam.
Anyways, I'm going to continue to go get coffee and salad and pastries and beer from the Washtaws. And I'm very grateful for Derek for having the vision to create something like that in our town.
What I like about Derek specifically is he chased his passions.
Mm-hmm.
So he went, pursued what interested him, and then brought it home. And so it doesn't really matter what your passion is. There's a place for it. And so if you don't have your dream all squared away, all planned out, as long as you're chasing your passion, you'll end up where you need to be. And so I think that anybody can take a page out of Derek's book, Chase Your Passion, and you're going to end up being successful.
Keep your inhalers at the ready. The Washtaw Chronicles will be right back after this word from our sponsors.
Ashley, I'm so glad you're my best friend.
What do you want?
Well, help all the time. You know, my life is a mess. Always. How long have you known me? And it always seems to be a mess. And that's why you're the sunshine of my life. And I'm hoping that as the sunshine of my life, you've got some type of information for me to help me get a little bit more independent.
Girl, I don't know that I got that much energy. But speaking of energy, you know I just bought a new house, right?
Well, yeah.
So this new house that I bought has extremely high ceilings, okay, and lots of rooms, and no backup heat source. I'm feeling like my electric bills are going to be sky high.
You being the sunshine of my life is not going to help you with your electric bills.
No, but you know what will?
What?
Calling Area Solar. Okay, so Area Solar is local. They're based out of Hatfield, Arkansas, and they serve Polk County and surrounding counties.
Nice.
Let me give you some facts on solar. Solar is now less expensive than grid electricity. Solar systems can pay back in about 10 years. Solar energy is free and renewable. The sun will shine for many years to come, just like me in your life. And solar energy also avoids burning of fossil fuels like coal and natural gas that contribute to global warming. Solar is efficient. It's generated right where it's used. And tax credits. Currently, the tax credit is 26% on all solar-related installations. So Area Solar can install two different types of solar-powered systems. Off-grid, which requires batteries but can be anywhere in the woods or just backup power when the power goes out. And then the grid tied. That actually connects to a power company to lower your electric bill to a base rate, generally about $20 or so a month.
Nice. That's the kind of cash I need back in my pocket.
I'm going to call Riley Johnson. He is our local Area Solar expert. If you think that solar might be the next step for you, you got to give Riley Johnson a call at Area Solar, 870-389-6115. Next, we had Pasha Watson in the studio, and you were here for a very small amount of that before the COVID, basically after effects, got a hold of
you. Yes, I was done with my quarantine, but I was still having some residual symptoms in my lungs and got into a laughing fit that I could not recover from and had to exit.
Yeah, so if you've heard us or Trey mention grab your inhalers, that's because Jerry needs an inhaler. She does.
Yep, still, months later, still need it. I still need my inhaler.
Right, and if you know, as we get to laughing like we do, Jerry's got grabbed that inhaler. Mm-hmm. So it's become a catchphrase. But at the time, Pasha was serving as the director of the MENA Polk County Chamber of Commerce and the MENA Advertising and Promotion Commission. So she was able to sit down with us and share just, man, why should you come to MENA? Here you go. Mm-hmm. Here's all the reasons you should come to MENA. Here's why tourism is so successful in a booming industry in MENA.
It was show and shine shindig.
But since then, an update for the listeners, Pasha has resigned from her position and there'll be a new director at the chamber and the AMP. Pasha was a great guest. I'm glad we got to have her on while she was still in that position because she's a terrific ambassador for the area. Shortly following Pasha, right on her heels, we had another guest in who really could have talked about the same thing. We could have gone into all the tourism and everything and, you know, city business and this and that. But instead, we chose to focus on people are more than their politics whenever we had Jet in.
James Earl Turner.
Oh, James Earl. So we had James Earl in. And instead of talking about time on city council or what the AMP was up to or why MENA is a great place to visit, we chose to focus on, you know, him growing up, his time in the theater, just stories. We wanted to get back to stories at that point. Mm-hmm. And man, he had some good stories.
Yeah, he did.
James Earl's was a very listened to episode. Mm-hmm. A lot of downloads on that one. So I think people do like to hear how MENA, you know, used to be that way back.
Stories of yesterday.
Yesteryear.
MENA was such a quaint place to stay.
Right, right. But when you get down and...
Hey, producer Trey here. I just want to point out that that was a reference to Yesterday by the Beatles. I don't think Ashley caught it, but Jerry and I exchanged a look and we pointed at each other. We had a moment, but there's no fast facts, so I might interject a few times because I can't do it at the end of the episode and I'm a know-it-all. Anyway, back to our regularly scheduled program.
Start to talk to people about, you know, the adventures they had while they're growing up, and you compare that to the person sitting in front of you now.
Mm-hmm. That's nannies. What I like. I like to get the stories about shenanigans from folks because whether they want to talk about them or not, and of course, if they come on the show, they want to talk about them or they're willing to if we prod them enough. And that's what I like to hear is, oh, I did some things.
Mm-hmm. After Jet came on, we switched focus back to tourism. Instead, we went statewide with tourism. Mm-hmm. So this was someone I did have on my list to interview because I had done a personal tour with him here in MENA, and that's the director of Arkansas Tourism, Travis Napper. He had come to MENA, and I had given him and his crew a tour, spent several hours with him, and, you know, contacting him to say, hey, would you do the podcast? Was very excited. He agreed to, but I really wanted to kind of get his take on how tourism was weathering COVID and what he thought about MENA when he was here. So that was interesting. That was probably our first Zoom interview that we did.
And like with a State Department director.
Right.
Which was really cool.
Yeah. And I would have loved for that one to have been longer, but it's so different being on Zoom as opposed to being here in the studio with somebody. But he still gave us very valuable information. He gave us his time.
His time.
He had terrific things to say about MENA. I specifically recall that he said that his favorite spot that he visited while he was here was Little Missouri Falls. Mm-hmm. And if we could figure out how to get internet out there, that he could just remote work from there. Mm-hmm. And I have to agree. If we could remote podcast from Little Missouri Falls.
Oh my gosh, we would never leave. I would never leave.
I would be sitting on a lawn chair in the water, half in the water, with a nice frosty adult beverage and my mic situated far enough that it wasn't going to get wet, but I would be in reclining position. We'd never get anything done. Trey would have so much to edit.
I don't know that we get much done now, and Trey still has a lot to edit.
Sorry, Trey.
That would be a fair assessment. Thanks, guys.
So after Travis, we had another hometown person back on, and that was Udell Head.
In which we talked about Bigfoot, Sasquatch.
Well, I enjoyed Udell's episode.
I did.
He was a good storyteller, too.
He is, yeah.
And he's truly had those. I don't doubt in my mind at all that he has had those experiences. Until I see it for myself, I'll continue to be not a skeptic. I just need to see it.
I am like, is it Mulder? And I want to believe.
Yes.
And that's why I try to spend some time in the woods because I want that experience. But all I get is I'm only exposed to the stories of other people's experience. But that's not going to keep me from trying.
I spend time in the woods and all I see is white-tailed deer.
Dinner.
Oh, man, what's your favorite way to eat venison?
Oh, well, there's sausage, there's ground,
No, I'm saying, like, do you prefer deer tacos or, like, deer chili or, like...
All of it.
All of it? See, I'm not a venison fan. Deer jerky, amazing, right? Mm-hmm. And this one way that a family member makes this, like, fried deer meat and then smothers it in gravy.
Oh,
and then that cooks for a while, so it's, like, fall apart tender. Mm-hmm. That's about the only way I'll eat it.
I will eat all the time. I mean, I enjoy eating. We joke about that quite frequently. I don't shy away from a dinner table, mm-hmm. whether it's deer sausage patties or deer jerky or put it in hamburger helper. I don't care. I'm going to eat it. I love fried squirrel.
Don't remember if I like squirrel. It's a little gamey,
but I still really enjoy it.
I've had gator, okay? Mm-hmm. Duck, I think, is amazing. I've had the most amazing duck gumbo. John Crawford made the most amazing duck gumbo for me one time. What else have I had? I've had bear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was really greasy.
Yeah.
But I guess other than that, I haven't had a lot of, like, wild game, really.
I'm not particular. I just like to eat.
But I was very... I don't think proud is the word I'm looking for here, but, you know, the fact that he is a police officer,
mm-hmm.
but that he was willing to come on and talk about those things that some people would deem crazy.
Oh, yeah. He's talking about it at conferences and right. stuff like that, which I think is great.
Yeah, I'm really proud of that fact. I love to see people standing up for, hey, I saw this happened. I don't care what you think about it. After that, we switched to more of a topic than a person. We had a Zoom interview with Carrie Byers.
Mm-hmm.
And Carrie was the gentleman who created the documentary on the Commonwealth College from MENA. Did you know anything about the Commonwealth College when I said, hey, I want to interview this guy?
Well, you had discussed it with me before, just saying, hey, have you ever heard about this college that used to be here? And I had never, that was the only time I'd ever heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew nothing about it, really, and was delighted to watch that documentary and then visit with Carrie about the things that I would have never expected to have happened in MENA.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was the whole point of that. I was like, whoa. I mean, the town's just so, it just does not seem like that's something that could occur here.
Mm-mm.
I mean, a lot of things can occur here.
Technically, but... it occurred in Polk County in a more rural area, but still.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I love history,
mm-hmm.
and especially history about MENA. So that was a really exciting episode for me to get to, because I learned a lot of things about Commonwealth I didn't know, as I mentioned at that time. You know, we think we know some things, and we don't actually know anything, because mm-hmm. that's generally the gist with you and I. But just, you know, the location alone, that surprised me, because I thought it was up on College Hill. Come to find out, it was out at Ansada. Mr. Byers, though, was very, you know... He was knowledgeable. He knew what he was talking about. And, you know, giving us some time there, I think he was a little bit hesitant because he hadn't done anything like that mm-hmm. quite before. But he was more than happy to share.
And that was another Zoom interview as mm-hmm. well.
And as we mentioned, those are a little bit harder.
Mm-hmm.
It's harder for us to get to really know these people and ask the good questions. But like I said, his wasn't about him. It was about a topic. So that was the Commonwealth College episode that we did. After that, we had another Zoom interview. And that was on Hot Springs National mm-hmm. Park Centennial.
Still going on.
But we had Ranger Ashley. Mm-hmm. And I adored Ranger Ashley.
She's so adorable. And you can tell she loves informing people and getting people engaged. And I just love that.
Yeah. She reminded me so much of my friend Maggie, who's also very into all those things. I could have seen Maggie becoming a park ranger. And Ashley was, very informative on all of the events that are going on. As Jerry mentioned, Hot Springs National Park still celebrating that centennial. And they're doing all kinds of fun things throughout the year. But I'm really glad that they've got somebody with the enthusiasm that Ranger Ashley does
mm-hmm.
in charge of that stuff. Yep. Makes me feel better about going and attending one of those events
mm-hmm.
for the possibility of running into her, but also knowing that somebody who truly wants people to have fun and learn mm-hmm. are organizing them.
Yes.
Keep your inhalers at the ready. The Washed Out Chronicles will be right back after this word from our sponsors.
What about those mornings when you're not just super duper hungry?
They have all the coffees.
All the coffees?
All the coffees.
But you're not mentioning the most amazing coffee they have.
Tell me about it.
The Frosty Chino, man.
What is that?
Dude, they literally take like Frosty mix and put it with coffee. So it's like an iced Frosty. It's a miracle. It's an iced Frosty miracle.
I want a Frosty coffee miracle. What do they call it? A Frosty Chino or something?
A Frosty Chino for sure. Do you know that right now you can cash in on the 2 for $4 breakfast special?
And save my money? Oh yeah.
You can download their app and you get 10 points for every dollar you spend at Wendy's. And right now you get $3 off every mobile order over $15. If you're like us and you love Wendy's and you need more in your life, make sure and visit the Wendy's location nearest you. Because remember, Wendy's is always fresh, always hot, and always satisfying. All right. Then we went on the road. Our first trip on the road. Bill Barnes.
Bill, at Mountain Harbor Resort.
Mountain Harbor Resort and Spa.
Mm-hmm.
That cabin.
Yes. Gorgeous. The scenery, I felt very secluded.
the bathroom.
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. But you know, what I liked about him was he's a great storyteller.
Oh my gosh.
And yes. In his story, the nuggets of wisdom that he dropped from his experience, you can just run with that and really lean into some of those things that he suggested, lessons that he learned, take them to heart. There's just so much wisdom in there that's got just, he's full of sage advice. And that's what I really appreciated about his storytelling was not only was it heartfelt and sometimes comical, but it was something that you could really take something away from his stories.
You were delighted that whole episode. I was watching you. I mean, I was also trying to watch him, but I was watching you and the grin on your face. It was just pure happiness mm-hmm. because you were truly enjoying that guest.
Yes.
I mean, you and I, honestly, we didn't do a lot of talking during that.
There was,
because he was a great storyteller. He took the lead. He flowed naturally.
When wisdom speaks, ignorance should listen. And that's what I felt like. I was just happy to be in the presence of that wisdom. He's got years and experience on us. And when something like that is being told, there's not much to say. You just listen.
Well, I was happy to listen to Bill. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna throw a side note in here. The day that we interviewed Bill Barnes, so it was February 4th, and I know this because my husband died on February 5th.
The very next day.
Yeah. And we had actually banked a bunch of episodes. We'd done, we had four or five just sitting there in the queue ready to be published. And we'd done that episode. And my husband passed away the next morning. So I was not at work for a good couple weeks after that before we really got back into the episodes. And, you know, listeners, I'm sure you understand that this was not something that I wanted to address at that time.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, we're a few months past it now and kind of on the other side. And as Jerry and I were talking before we sat down to start recording, because we're like, what are we going to talk about? Well, we're going to go through this recap. We can kind of, you know, get off on other things or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if you've heard me continuing to be my normal snarky self throughout all these episodes after this tragedy occurred in my life, it's because I'm one of those people. I deal with the trauma through the humor.
Yeah.
That's just the way it goes.
Laughter is a good medicine.
It's the best medicine.
Yes. Focusing in on the positive is vital to a happy life. And that's one of the things I love about our podcast is through the people that we interview and talk to, whether they're sharing stories of success and triumph or just talking about what happened back in the day or what cool thing is going on or exists, it's positive. And that's, I think, the whole point and premise of the Chronicles is to highlight the positive because we need more of that in the world.
That's true. So after that tragedy occurred in my life and I was off work for a few weeks and we had these episodes banked. So we took almost a whole month nearly off of recording episodes.
Yes.
So our first guest, basically, once we came back in to sit down and record was Rick Chrisman.
Mm-hmm.
I adore Rick.
He's so cool.
He's one of my favorite people in MENA. We've worked together for so many years on different projects and it was a pleasure. I knew a lot of his story and that's why I was like, oh man, this is going to be cool. Because he was like, hey, well, what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about the bike trails or AMP stuff? No.
We want
to talk about you. I mean, who in the world would know that a contract for wooden fajita trivets was created out of Hatfield, Arkansas?
Right.
Right? No one knows that kind of stuff. I knew that stuff because I'd spent a lot of time with Rick, but I really enjoyed that one. And he told me later, you know, he had listened to that and a few other episodes, but he said that Donna, his wife, she'd listened to a couple, but her favorite was his.
Aww.
And I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah.
Yes, I loved that.
I love the feedback that we get.
Mm-hmm. We get some good ones.
Yeah. That makes it worth it.
It does. It does. After that, we went on the road again. It was our second trip. And this was our overnight trip to go to Buffalo River Outfitters on the Buffalo River in North Central Arkansas. And man, that was an eventful trip.
Yeah.
I don't know if we are ruining Trey or just preparing him for life or being married or whatever. Because you guys, listeners, you got to understand, Trey, while he sounds like an old soul, mature person, he is those things, but he is also 19 years old. And he spends an exorbitant amount of time around 35-year-old Jerry and 38-year-old Ashley, who both have, well, we've lived some lives.
Yep.
And we got no filters.
No filter.
And then
he's responsible for filtering us.
Yes.
A 19-year-old. God love him. Bless you, Producer Trey.
Bless you, Producer Trey.
Even though you have traumatized me for life, bless you too.
But we do tend to just tell it like it is and also tell him where he's messing up and what he needs to do better.
He's going to be so well prepared for whatever next venture occurs in his life. And that's the goal is here's this talented, creative individual. And we just want to see him do great things. But to do that, we got to iron as iron sharpens iron. We got to just grind him down.
I expect that one day we will get a very lovely gift basket from his wife.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for molding Trey the way you guys did.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for making him more calloused.
It's literally like you're married to us sometimes, except you don't have to go home with us at night.
That's right.
Thank God. Listen, I slept over and I could not sleep, Ashley.
She snores.
So Ashley's loud. A snorer.
All right. So what we're referencing here is when Ben Milburn from episode 15, when we took the trip to Buffalo River, he set us up in a cabin. And in the cabin, Ashley snored so much. And Jerry, I guess, was having a dream about a dog attacking me. So she was talking very loudly at it. So I'm glad I don't have to go home with them because I enjoy sleep more than most people. Back to the show.
But you know what I did?
And Jerry talks in her sleep, so thank you.
No one ever mentioned anything about me talking in my sleep.
Because I was snoring so loud they couldn't hear you.
I've been accused of it before, but never from y'all.
I have been called a little diesel generator before.
Mm-hmm. I believe
that. But listen, snoring is gone.
What?
Weighted blanket. I am not joking, man. So I stole Eli, my son's, weighted blanket. I don't even know why I grabbed it. I was just like, oh, I've heard great things about this, and he's not using it, so I'm just going to give it a try one night. The next morning, my daughter says to me, Mom, I was like worried last night, like that you were alive because you weren't snoring. And I was like, huh? She's like, you didn't snore all night. And I'm like, weighted blanket. I tried again the next night. No snoring. And so on. So I finally just upgraded, bought one that was big enough for my whole bed because his was like a twin size. I have never slept better in my life, people. I'm not snoring. I don't move. I feel so rested. It's like a warm hug. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you to invest. Should your significant other pass away, you're going to need a weighted blanket and a heated blanket.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you're not sleeping alone anymore. We went on a trip.
In our favorite rocket ship.
Right, except in the Acura.
Yep, it was.
Yep, go ahead. If you want to get some quips in on my driving, feel free.
But did we die? And we didn't. Producer Trey and I are still alive and mostly well.
The fact that you will willingly get in my car to ride with me says a lot about our friendship.
I know. I love you. And I'm willing to take that risk.
I'm not a bad driver. Not at all. I'm just a fast driver.
You know, once you, on numerous occasions, you've made the acclaim that you're not a bad driver.
I'm really not.
You've never been in an accident, difficult to speak of type thing. And the only thing I can surmise is that when people see you coming down the road like Cruella DeVille, they get out of your way. And that is the reason nothing bad has ever happened to you while on the road.
Oh, you know what? You might not be wrong, but I am still good. I'm very defensive. I'm aware of my surroundings, and I have kept from being in many of an accident mm-hmm. because of being aware of my surroundings. But yeah, I do have a lead foot
mm-hmm.
and a fast car. Those two things. But no, I enjoyed visiting with Ben mm-hmm. since that's what we were talking about. Oh, man, he was a hoot.
Oh, just a good that was just hilarious.
Yeah.
Great interview.
When we actually, I mean, I spoke with Ben the other day. He wants us to come back.
We should definitely do that.
When it's summertime and we can, you know, sit down beside the river and do this. Like, we even talked about the hookups in the car. I was like, oh, no, I've got that converter. Trey can plug his stuff in.
Nice.
Like, we can do it. It'd be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to plan for that.
Summer's coming up.
And definitely check out Buffalo River Outfitters, as they are one of our sponsors mm-hmm. now. So if you're planning a trip to the Buffalo, make sure and call Ben's people first. I would highly, highly mm-hmm. suggest it. They took care of us, and I couldn't recommend them any more than that. All right. So we didn't die.
Didn't die.
We got back. Oh, I got a new hat.
You did. We helped you pick out a hat.
Yeah. I'm not a hat person, but I got a hat.
You did.
Yeah. I got Trey a sticker.
Yep. I feel like we should wear our hats more often in Twinkie.
That's weird.
We do it without planning it anyway. There's so many days where we show up to work.
That was such a good... That's weird. That was really good.
It's going to happen one day. You will wear your hat on the same day that I've chosen to wear my hat, and we'll probably both be dressed in black or something like that. Too often, our outfits do complement each other.
Then I will very subtly take my hat off.
Oh.
And put it away. No, I'm joking. I like to Twinkie with you.
I know. When it happens naturally.
Yeah.
It's never planned.
No, we can't plan that. Then mm-hmm. we would just look weird.
You would just be self-conscious about it because it was planned. When we do it naturally, it's no big deal.
Right.
It's the planning of it that's weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, we digress.
We don't go shopping together. And
I hate shopping.
I know you do, and I love shopping.
Keep your inhalers at the ready. The Washtenaw Chronicles will be right back after this word from our sponsors.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Ashley.
So, you know, we have this thing in the South here that we call floating. You heard of floating?
I've heard of the floating. I've been on a float or two.
So I, for a long time, have had a bucket list float.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about your bucket list.
My bucket list float is to float the Buffalo River. The Buffalo River is America's first national river, and it's located in north central Arkansas in the gorgeous Ozark Mountains.
Yeah, I floated it actually as a child, and the best place to do that is at Buffalo River Outfitters.
Buffalo River Outfitters is an authorized concessionaire on the Buffalo National River.
They're located in St. Joe, Arkansas, and they've got floating and access to camping and fishing, hiking's around, all your needs are taken care of at BRO. The bros will hook you up.
They've got canoes, kayaks, rafts, shuttle service.
Yeah, if floating is your thing, they've got one-day trips or multiple-day trips, and they're all made easier by renting from BRO. When you're on your float, you can see beautiful limestone bluffs, the wilderness, and unparalleled scenic beauty.
And then, after you've spent a long day on the river, you can cozy up in one of BRO's spacious and comfortable log cabins. They've got stone fireplaces, wide porches, fully equipped kitchens, wooded settings. They've got cozy cabins for two, or cabins big enough to accommodate 10 people.
Y'all should definitely visit the Buffalo River Outfitters store and stock up on everything you need while you're there for your Ozark adventure.
And their knowledgeable staff can accommodate any questions about the Buffalo National River. You can also order books and maps online to prepare for your visit with them.
So if you're ready to plan your Buffalo River adventure, you've got to check out BuffaloRiverOutfitters.com to find out more and book conveniently online. Give them a call at 870-439-2200 and follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
When are we taking our bucket list trip? I mean, you got to go with me. You're my best friend.
Well, let's do it soon.
Soon. Well, as I said, we didn't die. We had a returning guest after that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. I don't want to spoil it just in case somebody's skipping around and listening, but the return of Clint Craig, you got to hear that one.
It's like a resurrection story.
It was the best.
Yeah.
I mean, my favorite part of the whole thing was the airport story. Oh, was that your favorite story?
Yes.
Because of the visual.
Yes.
Because of the cowboy sitting cross-legged on the conveyor belt just taunting TSA.
Yep. So if y'all haven't listened to that yet, you've got to go because...
Make sure you have your inhalers handy.
Inhalers handy. Hashtag, yeah.
Hashtag inhalers hashtag handy. Hashtag
inhaler handy.
Yeah. But on a more somber note, I do want to put it out there that just last week, Clint's house burned down. Mm-hmm. And they are working on some fundraisers and maybe even a golf tournament. He's going to give me the details when that happens. And they were just a few months away from... actually moving into the house they were having built. And so it was their rental, but they lost everything. Absolutely everything. He's safe. His daughter's safe. His girlfriend is safe. She was the only one in the house at the time. And she had, you know, a few injuries from broken glass because she had to bust her way out.
So scary.
But, you know, things can happen in an instant, an absolute instant. Your spouse can die. Your house can burn down.
Mm-hmm.
You can get in a car wreck with Ashley. Not that that happened, but things can happen.
But things could happen. Things could always get worse, Ashley. So I'm wanting you to really...
They could always get worse. Mm-hmm. Okay. So much love and prayers out to our friend Clint.
Yes.
For his situation. Hopefully we can share some
details.
Yeah, details with that later. Then we had in, and you weren't here for this one. You were sick that day.
Oh, yeah. That migraine got me.
That migraine got you. We had Derek Miller, a very, very close friend of mine from way, way back. And we got to talk to, well, I got to talk to him about, you know, how he started the first kettlebell facility in Arkansas. Man, people from MENA do cool things.
Yeah.
They really, really
do. You can do cool things no matter where you're from.
Right. I'm just really particularly proud of our town and our crowd.
You are.
But Derek's done a lot of great things with his life, and he's definitely someone you want to check out if you're interested in, you know, physical fitness and health, especially if you're in the Northwest Arkansas area. Go by and see him. I mean, he's just a great teacher. I don't even want to call him a trainer because he is a teacher. I mean, I really think at some point he'll probably just transition to life coach. He's just so dang positive. Really, he's a positive guy. And then that brings us to our 18th episode. 18. That just published last Friday.
Okay.
And that was Cynthia Martin with CASA.
What a tearjerker that episode was.
That was a hard one.
That was the first episode I think you and I both cried during recording.
Yeah, I was teary-eyed for that one. I didn't get full-on like bawling, snotting, needing Kleenex, but I was very teary-eyed and, you know, that whole heart for children. I mean, it's just, I don't want to go into it, but, you know.
Because if you haven't listened to it, do it.
Yeah, you need to go into it. Or you need to listen to it. But... there's another one of those great things that the feedback we get, the things that have happened due to these shows we've been putting out, because Cynthia sent us an email this morning that a gentleman had listened to the show and after listening to her episode had called to set up a monthly donation to CASA.
That if there was no other reason we did this, if that was the only good, that would be, that makes this worth it.
It's worth it. Yeah. That just absolutely delighted me to mm-hmm. know that, you know, because when we decided to have Cynthia on, it's Child Abuse Prevention Month. Mm-hmm. We thought, okay, how can we bring awareness to this through the podcast? Oh, we'll have Cynthia on. That's great. She's mm-hmm. terrific. She'll be able to tell that whole story. And just that one little thing that happened due to that mm-hmm. episode, we raised awareness.
Yes.
We raised awareness. We raised awareness enough that somebody did
acted
something.
On it.
Yes.
Yes. They didn't just, oh, they know, went out and made a difference. And yeah. That's so
goosebumps.
Inspiring. Yes.
I have them. I have them for sure. So that brings us, you know, to where we are now with episode 19. And it's just the Ashley and Jerry's
recap ramblings.
Excellent adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, a regular podcast listener reached out to me, a friend of mine, and she said, you know, I feel like you guys should interview producer Trey. I want to know more about that. And yeah. I went, no, because we won't be able to get yeah. producer Trey to shut up.
Yeah, he's a talker.
He's a talker. You guys don't know this because you only hear him on the Fast Facts, but he is a talker. But I'd like some feedback on this. And you can answer, like, you know, Facebook, email, or whatever. Who wants to hear producer Trey's story? He has, I believe he does. Mm-hmm. He's lived a lot in his 19 years. By the time he's our age.
Oh, wow. There's not going to be something he won't get into, I'm sure.
Yeah, I feel like you're right about that. You know, podcasting is not our first job.
Mm-mm.
No, this was just a happy accident.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Ross quote there. Mm-hmm. Happy little accident.
Happy little accidents.
That was a spinoff of, you know, what we do for a living. Mm-hmm. We work at a multimedia company that prints a newspaper and radio stations. We've mm-hmm. got two of those. Mm-hmm. I almost forget sometimes. We've got two of those, you know, website. So, I mean, we're a news organization.
Yeah.
Print, radio, mm-hmm. digital. That's what we do.
Media.
And as I've mentioned before, Jerry is the editor mm-hmm. of our paper. So, I mean, she spends all week gathering the news, attending meetings, writing stories, sending people on assignments, and then building a paper, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's what we should, you know, kind of give the listeners a rundown of some of the characters that we work with.
Yeah.
Because, man, we have a lot of fun at work.
Mm-hmm.
Despite there being weekly deadlines and a whole lot of stress,
mm-hmm.
we make the most of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I often say that not just anyone could work here. Not because
of the... you've got to be slightly crazy.
Absolutely off your rocker
yeah.
crazy to work here. And, you know, well, I'm in charge.
So that says enough.
Right. But I am literally the most stable and sane out of the entire crew.
The verdict is out.
The verdict is out. Whatever. But you do have to be a special kind of person to work
yes.
here with us. And I'm very proud of the team that I have mm-hmm. helped to create because, you know, it's work is never boring.
Mm-mm.
Never, never boring. If you were a fly on the wall
Whew.
In this office, you would either be massively offended or greatly amused.
Grossly entertained.
Grossly entertained. Yeah. I like that right there. So I'm going to start it right up from the front of the office, man.
Okay.
Okay. So when I got here, we needed a receptionist, a front mm-hmm. office person. I got someone hired. Something tragic happened there, mm-hmm. and she was unable to continue that position. So we went almost 8 weeks without having front office,
mm-hmm.
and we shared those duties. We traded off answering the phone and fielding the front counter and even the mundane, taking out the trash stuff.
Difficult time.
Right. But we obviously very much needed someone.
Mm-hmm. We couldn't have meetings about sales or news or what was going on.
Because no one was there to cover the front.
Because no one was there to answer the phone or open the door.
Right.
And it was impossible to even plan for things.
Right. So some time went by and I finally put out an ad for someone. And you know me, I'm one of those people that I kind of throw some tests in
mm-hmm.
lots of different places. And so the very first test was in the employment ad that we ran.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically said, email your resume.
Or bring it by.
Or bring it by. And provided an mm-hmm. email address to send it to. Yet I still had 30 Facebook applications.
Yeah, all on Facebook.
All on Facebook. No email, no resumes emailed to me until Justin. And Justin emailed his resume with a brilliant cover letter. He came by and dropped a copy mm-hmm. of his resume off in a nice little portfolio folder. And he wore a suit to his interview.
What a dapper young man.
He is a dapper young man.
Good-looking boy.
Romance.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, of course, yes, I was slightly hesitant to hire a 19-year-old
mm-hmm.
to be our front office person because they, you know, deal with some money and a lot of very important things. There's a lot of responsibilities mm-hmm. that come with that. But I have been pleasantly surprised
mm-hmm.
with how Justin has turned out. And he was an excellent fit to our team.
Mm-hmm.
But Justin, yeah, he definitely does need his own episode because, I mean, he's an extremely talented writer.
Mm-hmm.
He is an award-winning playwright
yes.
at 19 years old. He's something else.
Yeah.
He obviously has a love of like old and vintage things because he gets so many references that I throw out. I mean, the boy's got a record player in his office,
That's groovy.
It's groovy. It's very, very groovy.
I don't detest, look, have some appreciation for my dad jokes.
Yeah, they're great.
I'd love to be punny.
But no, he's done a lot, and I really think that having him in here would be cool. Mm-hmm. I feel like if we can get him to open up and really talk about what inspired him to write plays at such a young age. But he'd like to go into journalism and writing, so working at a newspaper.
Newspaper. I've put him on a few assignments, and I'm giving him some different pointers on the difference in news writing, feature writing, and how that's different from playwriting. And he's picking it up real quick, and I'm very excited to see what he produces.
Yeah. So, you know, basically, if you're coming through our office and the obstacles that you will meet before you reach me, because they're running interference for me, your biggest one's going to be Tori.
Oh, yeah. She is feisty, but in all of the best ways.
Tori is a boss.
Yeah.
Tori is a boss. If I wasn't here doing this,
Tori's going to get it handled.
Tori's going to get it handled. And give Tori 5 to 10 years, and Tori will be doing exactly what I'm doing and maybe doing it better. I'm going to give her those props.
Yes.
She's still a little bit on the young side, and, you know, there's definitely some things that come with maturity as far as managing a team, et cetera. But man, she impresses me every single day.
If there's a problem, she is ready to solve it.
Yes.
And she's team player. She's got everyone's back, and all while managing her life.
That's
which
is a lot of life.
A lot of life that she's responsible for with the family unit and everything like that. And in any female that can handle being a mom to many and a wife and then come in and be a boss, that's a strong, valuable person. And I just have so much appreciation for her.
And she's just funny as all get out.
She is, all while maintaining a sense of humor.
Yeah, she keeps us on our toes. Mm-hmm. And I know that if I'm truly in the mood to mess with somebody that day, I'm going to go mess with Tori because she's going to give it right back to me.
She's going to dish it right back out.
Yeah, that's a fun thing. But, you know, she has totally learned her boundaries with me as far as a boss.
You do have boundaries.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you have to have, I mean, do we not have to have boundaries? Boundaries are necessary.
They are.
Very, very necessary. But there's this one time I remember, and I have to relate this because it really cracked me up. I wasn't mad at her or anything. But we were discussing something, some kind of decision that needed to be made, and I made that decision. And she kind of second-guessed me, you know. And I just looked at her, and I said, this is what we are doing. And she scurried off down the hallway very quickly while cutting her eyes back at me like, oh, my gosh, is she really mad? Of course, I wasn't really mad.
Right.
You know, just boundaries, asserting that thing, you know, this is what we're going to do. So I love that about her, though, because she will push and push and push until she knows that that's the point to stop. But those are the people who make things happen.
Yes.
Okay?
Those are the people that will institute change when it's necessary.
Yes. You've got to be willing to push to the point, but you also have to know when to stop. So that's one of the things I love about Tori, is that she will push that as far as she needs to, but she knows when to quit. So it impresses me. Even at that age, she's learned that. I'd say we visit about producer Trey, but you guys hear a lot about producer Trey. But I will give a quick recap of how he was brought on. When this podcast project was started, Jerry and I recorded the first episode ourselves. And I sat down, and listen, y'all, yeah, I'm an older millennial or whatever they want to call that, 38 years old, but I grew up with a computer. You know, I had a desktop at home at 12. I've always been on the tech side of things. I could have very easily gone one way or the other. I could know a ton about it like I do, or I could know absolutely nothing. And I'm not anywhere in the middle. You know, I'm very knowledgeable about that for my age, demographic, et cetera. But I sat down to edit that first show, you know, having a little bit of experience in audition as far as editing commercials for the radio.
So here Ashley is referencing Adobe Audition. Adobe Audition is the program that we use to edit the podcast as well as radio production and stuff like that. Just so you're not left in the dark, I figured I should probably clarify. Back to the show.
But nothing of that size. I mean, I feel like I had a solid hour and 40 minutes of material we had recorded that I needed to sit and edit.
I didn't even try. I said, nope.
No, you just bailed.
I did.
But do you remember me sitting in my office for two full days?
Yes.
Two full days sitting there trying to work through this stuff. And I knew that we needed to hire someone. I had already gone through this process with our owner and said, hey, if we're going to do these shows and put out this whole family of podcasts, I've got to have a dedicated person. And he completely agreed. He realized the amount of work that was going into it. And so you actually suggested that I interview Trey. So you want to tell how that came about?
Well,
really?
Yes. So Trey had reached out to me wanting to know if I would be interested in using some of his photos for the Pulse, for our paper. And anytime, you know, when you're a newsroom of one, you're the editor, the reporter, the photographer, the website, like, yes, any help is much appreciated. And so I said, yes, absolutely. And so we began getting to know each other. And I just thought he was such an outstanding young man. He seemed very accomplished, very an old soul, and wanted to participate and wanted to share his passion of photography with our community and start building a repertoire of
portfolio.
Yes. And so it said yes. And then he took some amazing photos of a fire, sent them in to me, was texting me, oh, I got pictures of a fire, you know, and I just thought, here's a Peter Parker, you know, he's got the bug. Yes. He's a true gumshoe. Like, he's going to get out there and get excited and only needs guidance. That's all he needs. Mm-hmm. And so he had been shooting photos and stuff like that and wanted to participate.
But we didn't have an opening.
We didn't have an
opening. Specific to his skills.
No. And so getting to know him, though, I realized he was very, very intelligent, very capable of learning new skills quickly, and knew that he was also a musician and had spent some time in a studio and was familiar with a variety of mediums for creativity and media. And so I was like, this is the one, Ashley. You've got to interview this kid.
And I did, and you were right. You know, honestly, Trey, I visited with one other individual before visiting with you. And, you know, Trey's interview went on almost 2 hours.
Because he's a talker.
But I was impressed that he was not intimidated by mm-hmm. me, as people can be sometimes. Mm-hmm. But he was not intimidated in that very professional setting of an interview, really for a job he really didn't even know what he was going to be doing at the time. I mean, he knew what we did, but he wasn't aware of what my plans for him were, basically.
Evil, diabolical plans have not been laid out.
Right. But we sat and interviewed for 2 hours. At one point, you know, we totally got off on 90s music and Alice in Chains versus Nirvana. Nirvana's always better. We started to talk about Kevin Smith movies. We talked about things that my little 90s grunge heart loves and connected with and was going, how old are you again? Mm-hmm. Like, what? Yeah, so I was very impressed. Got him hired on. Basically, the first day I sat him down and I said, okay, here's Audition. Here's this program we use. Have you ever used this? He's like, no, I haven't used that one. I've used this other one. And I was like, okay, well, this is the one we use. Here's how I've been doing this. Here's the few little parts of it I know. I want to say he came back in my office about 2 hours later and all I'd done was just giving him content to start editing. And he's like, hey, I figured out how to do it. And it just snowballed after that, mm-hmm. where he basically took what took me 16 hours, you know, down to like, what, 2 hours? Yeah.
Yeah.
Constantly finding shortcuts, constantly finding little tips and tricks that make us sound better, mm-hmm. that improve the quality of the audio. What I really love about Trey is the above and beyond. Mm-hmm. Like, he's going to do his homework. He went and joined, you know, podcast chat groups where he could get advice or learn new things or be involved in, you know, seminars, online stuff that was coming mm-hmm. up, workshops. He really took it and ran with it.
He's an above and beyond type of person.
Yeah. I mean, and he truly became Producer Trey. Mm-hmm. Truly. I mean, we're not going to know you by anything else now. Our podcast listeners know you by Producer Trey.
Producer Trey.
At some point, you're going to be walking down the street and somebody's going to be like, hey, it's Producer Trey.
Mm-hmm. People have recognized me in public and called me Producer Trey.
That's so cute.
I don't think that Jody actually knows me as anything else. Like, if I call her up to set up an appointment, she goes, hey, Producer Trey.
That's great.
That's so awesome.
I love it.
Well, and he's more than just Producer Trey, though. That's his full-time gig, but he still finds time to help support me in the newsroom side of things, whether it's taking pictures of football games or softball, whatever, you know, help me cover sports or other events. He lends his photography skills to the newsroom and has started writing some and is working on stretching those legs in writing. And so he's just a very, very talented individual that's going to do really, really great things.
Well, he also lends, you know, the audio skills that he already had, but also mm-hmm. has immensely developed since he's been here, to our radio side of things. So you'll probably hear Trey's voice if you listen to 104.1 KENA mm-hmm. or 105.3 KQOR. You know, Trey does reports on there. He's mm-hmm. on a ton of commercials. He produces commercials mm-hmm. for us. I mean, he just wears a ton of hats. We all wear a ton of hats here, but
Trey's all over the place.
Trey is all over the place. Those hats are stacking up.
Keep your inhalers at the ready. The Washtenaw Chronicles will be right back after this word from our sponsors.
Hey, Jerry, you know how I was mentioning that I really needed a new couch?
Mm-hmm.
Look at this one I found online.
I mean, that's great and all, but why are you looking for furniture online?
Well, because of the selection and the price. And
that's absolutely ridiculous. You have the same selection and better prices, and you can actually sit and experience the furniture you're going to get for your home at Don's Easy Pay.
Oh, yeah. Aren't they the one who's been family-owned and operated for like 40 years?
Yes, they are, and they offer all the brands you're going to find online. Like Ashley, GE, Whirlpool, Catnapper, Samsung, England Furniture, Speed Queen, and more. If you visit the store and it's not there for you to sit on, and experience, they can special order for you. You can have anything you want there, and the prices are going to really reflect in your pocketbook.
So, like, the same Ashley furniture that I'm looking at online, I can get at Don's?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, what about delivery setup? Because, you know, shopping online, I get delivery.
Yeah, shopping online, then you've got your delivery fees, your shipping fees, taxes, yada, yada, yada. You go to Don's, you see the price tag, taxes included, delivery fee included, any financing options included in the price on the tag. No math.
Okay, well, what about other stuff? What if I don't just need a couch? What else do they have?
Oh my gosh, every major appliance for your washroom, your kitchen. They've even got game systems, vacuums, stuff for home and garden. If you need it for your house, you can go to Don's and get it. You can also go to Don's and get tires. I mean, really, anything that you need, you can get it at Don's.
Well, you know, I'm really hard on my appliances. What if something breaks?
Not to worry, because Don's does all of the appliance work on things that you buy from them. Things like washers, dryers, ranges, refrigerators, and freezers. So you buy it from them, it breaks, they're going to help you out with appliance repair.
Well, this place that I was shopping online, they had like financing options. Does Don's have that too?
Yes, absolutely. All right, so they've got the retail, like if you just buy it, they've got the price there. You can rent to own it, or you can do 180 days same as cash, or you can do 6 months same as cash for anything over $1,000. All of that has the tax and delivery, everything included in the price.
So the price on the piece is the price that I would be paying.
Yeah, price on the piece is the price that you pay.
All right, so where all is Don's at? I mean, where do I go?
If you live in Arkansas, you're pretty much close to it. I mean, you've got one in Mena, Waldron, DeQueen, Broken Bow, Idabel, Poto, and they're also going to be doing this really cool new home store in Boonville.
So Don's home store in Boonville.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, so can I find them online too?
Yeah, so you just get on Facebook and search Don's Easy Pay and then put in your location like Mena or Waldron, Idabel, or Boonville, and you can look at their Facebook page, give them a call, find their address, and just stop in and see what they can do for you.
So basically, if I need it for my home, Don's Easy Pay has it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, dude, let's go. Car, shopping trip. After that, as we are kind of short a staff member at the moment, mm-hmm. so we don't really have anybody in that position to talk about, but we have a sales team because, mm-hmm. I mean, let's just put it out there. We're supported by advertising.
No.
Oh, my
really?
Gosh. Yes. So selling advertising is a massive part mm-hmm. of what we do. We wouldn't have jobs without it. You wouldn't yeah. have a paper without it. You wouldn't have radio stations without it. You certainly wouldn't have the Washtenaw Chronicles without mm-hmm. it.
So we're all very, very appreciative always of our advertisers that allow us to do what we love, to be creators, to be news hounds, to be just those use our talents and skills to benefit the community. That's how we get to serve, is by using those talents and skills. And we couldn't do that if we couldn't pay our bills. So it's a give and a take. We help promote businesses. Businesses grow from that advertising. We grow from that advertising, and the world and community is a better place because of it.
And so while we're short one of our sales team at the moment, we've got somebody new coming in here mm-hmm. in a couple weeks, and I handle sales, but the bulk of our sales is Jackie.
She's so good.
She is so good. Jackie actually does have an interesting story too. I mean, she grew up in radio, mm-hmm. Families that owned radio stations. And whenever we did trivia at our Christmas party, and it was, what is the staff member that had a swimming pool shaped like a guitar in their backyard? I couldn't guess. It was Jackie. That's pretty dang neat. Yeah. I like that. So she grew up in radio. She's continued in radio sales, and her clients love her.
She loves her clients.
She does, but her clients also love her. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, they're happy to see Jackie mm-hmm. come in. And this woman makes quite the commute daily mm-hmm. because she is so attached to her clients yes. here. She truly loves to help them grow their businesses and share that information. I mean, and she's such a hard worker. She is a hard worker. So Jackie is one of those people that it is a delight to have around. Mm-hmm. We don't see her as much as, you know.
Because she works in sales, so right. she's out of the office a lot.
Exactly. She's not in the office a whole bunch.
She's out there grinding.
Yes.
She's so good.
Yes. And sales can be, oh man, it can be a soul killer sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I will say that, you know, from personal experience. But she manages to always stay pretty positive about it.
She's so positive and happy. She can be having the worst day and she'd just smile and tell you about it. But it's okay.
Right.
She's telling you the story through a smile.
And she does tell really funny stories sometimes.
She does. So.
There's some good ones. I was about to say, oh, okay, well, that was it. But I guess I forgot the most important one of all.
Oh, our anchor. Our absolute anchor.
The face.
The voice.
The man. The myth. The legend. You might know him from Skyline Cafe, where I think he eats lunch every single day except for Wednesdays when they're closed. It's Kurt Teasdale.
Kurt Teasdale.
It is Kurt Teasdale. I don't know how much of Kurt's story I am allowed to share. Because I feel like Kurt also needs an episode of his own.
He does. If we could ever, I don't think he'd ever agree, but he needs one.
I don't
one.
Think he would ever agree. But I will share as much as I feel like I can. I will say that Kurt grew up in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
His parents were missionaries. So he truly grew up
mm-hmm.
in the bush in Africa. And I know that he came back to the United States to go to college. I know that he graduated with a degree in broadcasting. And I know that his father placed a phone call to the owner of KENA at the time when Kurt graduated, and asked if his son could have a summer job there because he needed something for his resume and he had just graduated with a broadcast degree. And the owner at the time said, sure, I'll give him a summer job. You know, he can answer the phones and sweep the floors and take out the drink, run errands, mm-hmm. all those things that somebody right out of college would be doing in a situation like that. I don't know what year that was, and I'm not trying to age Kurt, but he's very close to retirement age. And he has been with this radio station since then.
It's longevity right there.
That is longevity.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are listeners of the radio stations, you know Kurt. You know his voice. It's unmistakable.
You're listening to Swap Shop just to hear what Kurt will say.
Exactly. Exactly. So we really are going to try to get Kurt on here. Mm-hmm. We don't know if he'll do it for us, but I mean, he can speak Afrikaans and Swahili. That's pretty neat.
That is neat. I wish he would retain that knowledge. He should do Swap Shop in Swahili.
That would be amazing.
Wouldn't it?
It would be amazing. Oh my gosh. I almost forgot John.
Yep.
John would not want to be mentioned. And
no,
John.
He wouldn't. He would hate it.
He would hate it.
I wish you had forgotten me.
But I don't think he listens to these.
So that we get to embarrass him anyway.
We can. Yeah, John is our Amazeballs graphic designer.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with a lot of graphic designers. I've never worked with anyone as talented as John.
Mm-hmm. Some of the stuff he makes for the website, all the podcast art, the ads in the paper, just phenomenal.
I mean, and quick.
Mm-hmm.
And the ideas seem to never stop. I can give John as little direction as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And he still manages to present me with something that is very close to what I wanted, was imagining, or maybe mm-hmm. I didn't even know I wanted. And
yes.
His ideas are... Oh, man. I can't give John enough props. He definitely does not like the spotlight. He definitely does not like mm-hmm. to be talked about. And I brag on him all the time. I don't do it in front of him because I know it embarrasses him. But I'm going to publicly brag on John. Mm-hmm. If you are ever thinking about advertising somewhere else, I'm going to tell you, you need to advertise with us
just
because
John.
Our graphic designer. Yeah. Just because of that.
He's so talented.
He is so very talented. I think that does cover it
mm-hmm.
besides you and I.
Yeah, but we're just us.
Yeah.
People are tired of us anyway.
I mean, we know you're the editor. We yeah. know everything that's been going on with you. We know I'm something.
General manager of this whole weird operation.
Ringleader of the circus.
Mm-hmm. These are your monkeys.
Herder of the cats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. These are my monkeys. This is my circus.
Yes.
I will welcome you in. Glad to come see the show.
Mm-hmm. Come see the show,
just
guys.
Not on a Tuesday.
Not on press day.
Never on press day. Don't come see the show on press
Tuesdays
day.
Tuesdays are the worst.
Tuesdays are the worst. So we're going to forgo lightning round today because, well, in the essence of time, and we've already done this to each other,
mm-hmm.
but we'll come up with some fresh questions.
Yeah.
I do want to know, what's your most used emoji?
Who uses emojis?
I do.
I don't.
Mine's the laughing crying.
Yeah. Well, that fits the stereotype for a... older millennial. That's what they say in the memes about the side parts.
I also part my hair on the side, and I do still wear skinny jeans.
And your most used emoji is the laughing cry face.
That's how I feel about life.
I don't use the emojis, and I always, when I think of emojis, I still call them emoticons from back in the day from like AOL chats and stuff. Like the last time I used an emoji, it was an emoticon from an AOL chat group or something like that.
Oh my gosh.
Yahoo, AIM, wherever it was.
Trey, is it going to upset you too badly if we just like don't do a wrap up and we just kind of move into this and that's our... wrap up? Cool. So yeah, we're not going to do our normal lightning round and then transition and then fast facts because there's nothing to fast fact here. We always know what we're talking about.
Oh, clearly.
Clearly.
So Ashley wrote me a note regarding this part of the podcast. She wanted me to come in and make sure that everybody knows that she's never wrong. The note says, be sure to tell everybody that I'm not wrong. Back to the show.
No, you know, the thing I like most about being a news reporter is I don't have to know anything. I go ask people who do know what they're talking about, and I get to just use their words. And it's so, I seem like I might know what I'm talking about, but the truth is, no. I am always very ignorant, and that's why I ask questions and enjoy this role here.
I enjoy this role here, too.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful for everything we get to do.
Mm-hmm.
It is truly a whole lot of fun.
It's my best life.
Yeah. Our good shared friend said that the other day. She was sitting in my house with me, and she just said, I'm living my best life.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know what? I kind of am too.
Isn't that awesome to be not even 40 yet and honestly feel like you're living your best life despite all the tragedies, like your husband dying, or three divorces.
But so many things came from my husband dying. That circle of friends that just stepped. I mean, we'll do something on it someday. Yeah, we'll do an episode on Ashley and the things that have happened. But, you know, while I said extremely tragic, there's things that came out of that have made me greatly appreciate that I live in Mena, Arkansas, that I have the friends that I do and the support that I do, and that I get to actually enjoy my job.
Yes.
I get to do something I like doing. Despite the days where I want to scream at everyone and pull my hair out, there's no other place I'd rather be working right now.
Same.
And thank you to our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Without you guys, we wouldn't have the show because, you know, we got to have the listeners to have the sponsors to make it lucrative for everybody. But we truly enjoy getting to share our ramblings with you, but really getting to share people's stories.
Yes.
I mean, that's what it's about. This is just one of those episodes, and we'll have these every now and then where it just comes to us chatting. So I hope you've not been completely bored by this whole thing. We've enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, we always enjoy our talks.
Yeah, we do. Thank you for listening to the Wash Talk Chronicles, brought to you by Dawn's Easy Pay and Dawn's Home Store. You can find us, along with other great shows, at thewashitapodcast.com, or you can email us, especially let us know. You want to hear an episode with producer Trey, or maybe you have a suggestion for a guest that you know is in or from the Washita region, so you can email that to thewashitapodcast@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook, Instagram. Give us a like, follow along for news and updates, and when new episodes drop, make sure you give us a rating on there, except for the one person who decided to leave a 1-star, like, with no description. Like, we have a bunch of 5-star ratings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one person who took the time to leave 1-star with no description. What? I don't know who you are.
What a sad person.
But I wish you would have just at least said something like, hey,
why didn't you like it? Give us some
criticism. These broads are boring.
Yeah.
This isn't my type of thing. Maybe I just don't like podcasts on this subject matter. That's all well and good. I just want to know what prompted you to leave such a low rating with no
feedback.
Explanation.
Yeah.
But to all those people who leave us 5-stars, thank you very much. Yes, we appreciate that.
Like
it does help us show up in the ratings better. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate it. But until next time, Ashley and Jerry and producer Trey
out.
Thank you for listening to the Washita Chronicles.